Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast, honey.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my so fine wife, Beth.
Today?
Yes.
Today we are going to have a Do Not Fear scripture. Hallelujah, for May 25th.
Yes.
1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear.
Yes.
Because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love.
That's good.
Do not fear.
Amen. Well, on today's call, we're going to discuss 7 ends that leave you without.
Okay. 7 ends. Yeah. All right.
I want to tell you, I recently got a little bit back, happy in the Lord, at an In-N-Out Burger location. Now, unless you live in California, Nevada, Arizona, Utah, or Texas, you're probably not familiar with that fast food chain. In-N-Out Burger has been operating in Texas the last maybe three or four years. Even though the company was founded in the year of my birth, 1948, we want to share with you why I got happy. It wasn't because of the food, but I've been told that the people who own the company are Christians, and that John 3:16 is written on the bottom of all their drink cups. And it is. You guessed it. That's what made me happy. So you might say I had a happy meal at someplace other than McDonald's.
There you go.
As I was thinking about the term in and out, I realized there are 7 ends that will leave you without experiencing God's best.
That's it.
Number one, indifferent. We should never be indifferent about our salvation, because it's what took us out of Satan's camp and put us on the highway to heaven. Hebrews 2:3, Living Bible. What makes you think we can escape if we're indifferent to this great salvation announced by the Lord Jesus himself and passed on to us who heard him speak? God wants us to be indifferent.
Never wants us
to be indifferent. Thank you. God never wants us to be indifferent to the plight of others. Instead, he wants us making a difference. Hebrews 6:12, Living Bible. Then knowing what lies ahead for you, you won't become bored with being a Christian, nor become spiritually dull and indifferent. But you will be anxious to follow the example of those who receive all that God has promised them because of their strong faith and patience. When we move the end from indifferent, we'll be different than them.
That's right.
If we want to be the salt of the earth, then we need to stop acting like them. Stop acting like them. Well,
that's an acronym for salt.
Stop acting like them. It is.
That's right. Number 2, inaccurate. God does not tolerate things that are inaccurate in our personal lives and in our business. Micah 6:11 in the God's Word translation says, I cannot tolerate dishonest scales and bags filled with inaccurate measures. When we remove the in from inaccurate, we become accurate, which is what God always wants. Titus 2:8 in God's Word translation says, speak an accurate message that cannot be condemned. Then those who oppose you will be ashamed because they cannot say anything bad about us. If we're always accurate and strive to be accurate, telling the truth, no slander against us can really ever take root and grow. People just won't believe it. Rather, it will dry up, disappear, and be exposed for what it is.
That's so good.
It is good.
Number 3, inadequate. 1 Corinthians 2:3-5 in the Message Bible. I was unsure of how to go about this and felt totally inadequate. I was scared to death. Do you want the truth of it? And so nothing I said could have impressed you or anyone else. But the message came through anyway. God's Spirit and God's power did it, which made it clear that your life of faith is a response to God's power, not to some fancy mental or emotional footwork by me or anyone else.
Wow.
Wow, that's right. When we try to do things on our own, our efforts will always be inadequate. When we realize we have the authority and power, physical and mental strength and ability over all the power of the enemy, we will never feel inadequate another day in our life. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all of Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. When we remove the "in" from adequate, we'll always be more than adequate for every challenge as we follow the unction of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. And, you know, feelings really have nothing to do with it.
That's it.
The point is, we need to know that we know. Number four, inconsistent. Inconsistency is our in our faith or in our character of our friends are even both extremely dangerous to our future well-being and any prosperity we want to enjoy. 2 Corinthians 6:14 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, take note, do not be unequally yoked with believers, with unbelievers, do not make mismatched alliances with them or come under a different yoke with them, inconsistent with your faith. For what partnership have right living and right standing with God with iniquity and lawlessness? Or how can light have fellowship with darkness? Sadly, our greatest times of being inconsistent in our faith.
Consistent.
Thank you. I just am going to need another cup of coffee this morning. Our greatest times of being consistent in our faith is when there is trouble on the horizon. When things are peaceful and normal, we can sometimes, become inconsistent in our faith because we can start to take things for granted. Remember this saying, inconsistency feeds your doubts.
Wow.
God showed us that inconsistency is a trick, trap, and a lie of something that the devil likes to use to rob God's children of their blessings and inheritance. When we remove "in" from inconsistency, we will become consistent.
Wow.
Good point.
Yes. Number five, inaccessible. You know, I praise God every day. He's not now, nor has he ever been, nor will he ever be, inaccessible to us. Dictionary.com defines inaccessible as non-accessible, unapproachable. I rejoice that we serve a God who is accessible to us 24/7. Job 28:12, God's Word Translation. Wisdom is inaccessible to decay and death. Where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding live? When we fully understand our benefit package as born-again children of God, we will know that we have unlimited access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Psalms 86:7. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Jeremiah 29:12-14, Classic Amplified Bible. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for, require me as a vital necessity. Wow. And find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity.
Wow.
Glory to God. When we remove the "in" from inaccessible, we'll be accessible to every blessing of God and have access to important people.
Number six, insincere. Nobody likes a phony. Someone who's insincere, and you know the type, always blowing smoke, not saying things that you know, saying things you know don't make sense and are not right. You may tolerate the insincere, but God does not.
No, he does not.
Sadly, there are even some Christians who can fall into this category. But Philippians 1:17 in the Classic Amplified says, but the former preach Christ out of a party spirit, insincerity out of no pure motive, but thinking to annoy me, suppose that they are making my bondage more bitter and my chains more galling. God wants us about people, warns us truly about people who are insincere, who use flattery to get what they want. Proverbs 7:5. Proverbs 7:5 in the New Living Translation says, "So she seduced him with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery." According to dictionary.com, the word flattery is defined as a flattering compliment, or speech, excessive, insincere praise. God wants us, you and me, everybody, motivated by sincere reasons, not for personal gain, at the expense of the gospel. When we remove the in from insincere, we become sincere about God's plan for our lives.
I love it. Number 7, inactive. God is looking for people who are full of fire and the Holy Ghost, like you. God's looking for people who will get up of what's been holding them back and actively pursue the vision that he's given them. James 2:20, 2:20, Classic Amplified. Are you willing to be shown proof, you foolish, unproductive, spiritually deficient fellow, that faith apart from good works is inactive and ineffective and worthless? Your faith is what will prompt you to a new level of kingdom action. God's greatest desire for you, well, is for you to be his new action hero. Someone who defies the odds to come victorious against the forces of evil. We believe God's looking for you. One final thought. You must get rid of the 7 ends if you ever want to be outstanding in God's eyes.
What a great play on words. Get rid of the ends to be out.
That's it.
Because there's times you want to be out, and that's outstanding.
And if you've been blessed with this ministry, go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says "Sow a Seed." Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.